Today is the 16th day of the month of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. I am grateful to be here with you today. Man, so grateful that this is a place that is a rhythm, a place that we visit every day, a safe little oasis that we can come into. And I'm glad to be in it with you today. And today, our next step forward leads us back to where we left off, obviously, and that is in the book of Micah. We will conclude the book of Micah today by reading Micah chapters 5 through 7. Marshal your troops now, city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be a ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace. When the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses, we will raise against them 7 shepherds, even 8 commanders, who will rule the land of Assyria with the sword, the land of Nimrod with drawn sword. He will deliver us from the Assyrians when they invade our land and march across our borders. The remnant of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass which do not wait for anyone or depend on man. The remnant of Jacob will be among the nations in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a lion among flocks of sheep which mauls and mangles as it goes, and no one can rescue. Your hand will be lifted up in triumph over your enemies, and all your foes will be destroyed. In that day, declares the Lord, I will destroy your horses from among you and demolish your chariots. I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your strongholds. I will destroy your witchcraft, and you will no longer cast spells. I will destroy your idols and your sacred stones from among you. You will no longer bow down to the work of your hands. I will uproot from among you your Asherah poles when I demolish your cities. I will take vengeance in anger and wrath on the nations that have not obeyed me. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up. Plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you Oh, mortal, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Listen, the Lord is calling to this city, and to fear your name is wisdom. Heed the rod and the one who appointed it. Am I still to forget your ill-gotten treasures, you wicked house, and the short ephah, which is accursed? Shall I acquit someone with dishonest scales, with a bag of false weights? Your rich people are violent. Your inhabitants are liars, and their tongues speak deceitfully. Therefore I have begun to destroy you, to ruin you because of your sins. You will eat but not be satisfied. Your stomach will still be empty. You will store up but save nothing, because what you save I will give to the sword. You will plant but not harvest. You will press olives but not use the oil. You will crush grapes but not drink the wine. You have observed the statutes of Omri and all the practices of Ahab's house. You have followed their traditions. Therefore I will give you over to ruin and your people to derision. You will bear the scorn of the nations. What misery is mine? I am like the one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The faithful have been swept from the land. Not one upright person remains. Everyone lies in wait to shed blood. They hunt each other with nets. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day God visits you has come, the day your watchmen sound the alarm. Now is the time of your confusion. Do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend. Even with the woman who lies in your embrace, guard the words of your lips. For a son dishonors his father. A daughter rises up against her mother. A daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and upholds my cause. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. Then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see her downfall. Even now she will be trampled underfoot like mire in the streets. The day for building your walls will come, the day for extending your boundaries. In that day, people will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, even from Egypt to the Euphrates and from sea to sea and from mountain to mountain. The earth will become desolate because of its inhabitants, as the result of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, which lives by itself in a forest, in fertile pasture lands. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in days long ago, as in the days when you came out of Egypt. I will show them my wonders. Nations will see and be ashamed, deprived of all their power. They will put their hands over their mouths and their ears will become deaf. They will lick dust like a snake, like creatures that crawl on the ground. They will come trembling out of their dens. They will turn in fear to the Lord our God and will be afraid of you. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You will be faithful to Jacob, to show love to Abraham, as you pledged on oath to our ancestors in days long ago. Revelation 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, to prevent any wind from blowing on the land, or on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land, or the sea, or the trees, until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels who were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, they fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not be down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our God is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from its storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30, 5 and 6. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Okay, so in the book of Micah today, really, really important, really beautiful passages, really important words for us, because we are exploring what God really wants from us. And in this season where we're running around trying to give everybody what they want, and maybe even let everybody know what we want, I guess considering what God wants in all of these Christmas lists, like, is he even on the Christmas list? It's at least worth considering, what does God want that we could give him as a gift for Christmas? I guess before we can consider what he wants, we probably have to look at what he doesn't want. And maybe before we consider that, we have to ask ourselves a couple of really sad questions that came through the prophet Micah. So these are questions coming from the heart of God. Oh my people, what have I done to you? What have I done to make you tired of me? Answer me. Those are really poignant, very front-facing questions that are disruptive. Like, let's make it more personal. Let's change my people to our own name. Oh, Brian. Right? Oh, and say your name. What have I done to you? What have I done to make you tired of me? Answer me. Right? We immediately see how poignant these questions are. And maybe we wouldn't expect God to be asking those kinds of questions. Those are the kinds of questions we seem to somehow ask of God. But we don't expect to hear them from God. It's almost like God is saying, like, what else do I have got to do to get your attention? What else do I got to do to prove I love you? Which is heartbreaking and lonely. So following these questions, God lists all these ways that he had cared for and protected his people, and still they reached outside the relationship. They stepped out. They broke covenant. They betrayed him. And in response, Micah is like looking at the situation from in the middle. Like, here's the broken covenant. Here's the deceptive, arrogant, prideful people. And then here's God, who is wounded, who's been betrayed by this. So Micah is rhetorically asking, like, what can we do now? What do we do now that we've truly, truly betrayed God? Like, what can be done? Better rituals of worship to show God how repentant we are? And give him what he wants? I quote Micah, what can we bring to the Lord? What should we bring him? Burn offerings? Should we bow before God Most High with offerings of yearling calves? Should we offer him thousands of rams? How about we give him 10,000 or tens of thousands of rivers of olive oil? It's like, is that going to fix the betrayal? Is that going to fix what's been broken here? Should we sacrifice our firstborn children to pay for our sins? Is that going to fix it? And God's response is that none of those things are what he wants. And I go, oh God, from the book of Micah, no, oh people, the Lord has told you what is good. And this is what he requires of you: to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. So there it is. God wants us to do what is right. That's what he wants. Literally, that we would act justly, that we would love mercy, which is different than once in a while we get this tinge of empathy and are merciful. That we like embrace mercy as a way of life. And he wants us to walk humbly with him and move through life aware that he is here and that we are in collaboration in revealing his love to human beings through our lives. This is what he wants. It's also what is deeply embedded in the longing of our own soul. Even though we run around trying to fill it every other conceivable way. So like, it's, you know, we're a week and a half out from Christmas. And this should be the time where, you know, it starts to just, maybe we're starting to get a little frayed around the edges. Maybe a little overwhelmed with what's still yet to happen and be done and how to pull all this off. And we're certainly more busy than usual. And yeah, the month of December seems to have a different rhythm than the kinds of rhythms that we move through normally. And so we're disruptive. And beneath it all, there's these existential questions about meaning and purpose and what is all this for. And it's just like a mixed bag, right? It's a mixed bag with just a lot of different things going on. And these things creep in as we start to feel an end coming. Like the end of a year, another year of life is coming. And so we start reflecting back. It's important in these times to realize that God can use this disruption of this season to bring up the deeper work that remains to be done in our souls. He's less interested in probably all of the pageantry and more interested in a life that honors all that he's done and all that he can do through us to the world. So since we're attempting to give everybody else in our lives what they want, maybe even having a category that God has told us what he wants, that we would act justly and love mercy and walk humbly. May we do that. May we give him that. And Father, actually living that out requires a radical amount of self-reflection and willingness to change. It sounds really good. It takes a significant amount of work, and we would never be able to manage pulling it off on our own. We would need to actually be transformed so that these are the desires of our heart, to that justice and mercy and humility are not just ideals, but are like a way of life. And not that we're trying to figure that out for everybody else and how this should work in the world, that we're just trying to actually sort out how to live this way toward everybody. And really trying to do that reveals just the work that must be done. But this is what you want. And so may we give you what you want in this season by paying attention to these things. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us into them. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. And like I've been saying, as we move closer and closer into this new app, even more and more home base than ever before. And so be familiar, be connected, stay connected to whatever is happening around here in the community. The community section is where to find different links for the different social media platforms that we participate in. So if you are in any of those spaces, then let's connect. We try to send out encouragements and some behind the scenes stuff and some little videos from Jill and I and stuff like that. So stay connected on social media if you are on social media. If not, I mean, good for you. We've had to make some really important decisions around that ourselves just in life. It's quite a place. The interesting thing is I've watched it like from behind this mic. We watched the whole social media explosion, like Daily Audio Bible and our family kind of grew up on that first wave. And so it has always been a wild frontier. It has become quite a, a place that kind of represents humanity in all of its good and all of its evil. But we definitely are trying to be a light in a pretty dark place. So if you are there, so are we. Let's connect there. Christmas time. It's Christmas time. So the annual Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas Party is coming up. It's Thursday that is the cutoff day for calls, so we are in the window now. And if you have procrastinated, you might procrastinate like you did and say, I did this last year and I meant to do, you know, do it now. Take 2 minutes, call in your holiday greeting, hit the hotline button in the app, or dial 877-942-4253, and we will look forward to a beautiful 20th anniversary family Christmas party. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas box is also available, and that is full of Daily Audio Bible goodies and some memorabilia, some one-of-a-kind kind of collector's things that commemorate the longest running podcast daily ever, which is Daily Audio Bible. So check out all of that stuff. Christmas music is available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. Our two Christmas albums that have been released, one is called Family Christmas, one is called Christmas Time. Those are available on vinyl, so you can grab yourself a copy of beautifully packaged colored vinyl for the Christmas holiday season at the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you're streaming, then just look for my name, Brian Harden, and you'll find Family Christmas. Look for Maxwell Harden and you'll find Christmas Time. Look for Jill Harden and you'll find some Christmas music from her as well. And so let's keep ourselves close as we finish this year out together. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible in the remaining days of this year, thank you humbly, profoundly, deeply, gratefully, for the Global Campfire existing at all. If we were not in it together, we wouldn't be in it at all, and so I'm grateful. There's a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good afternoon, DAP. This is T from Pennsylvania, and I'm calling in today to pray for a listener who is on her way to the hospital to see if she has another brain tumor. I'm praying to you, dear Lord, please let this not be the case. Please let this be just a normal run-of-the-mill headache, God. Please speak life over this woman. She has already endured so much. Please, God, let her continue to be here for her children. They need her, God. So I'm asking you, please, in the name of Jesus, let her be healed and saved. For the woman who called in from Texas for her husband who is struggling with the loss of their son. Father, only you know how this man feels, and only you can heal his broken heart. Please, Heavenly Father, breathe new life into this man. Let him rest assured that his son is resting with you and that he can be available to his wife and children. Please give him the peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding that can only be provided by you. Amen. I also wanted to send prayers to Skip. I pray, Lord, that he will find joy in you, and you, Lord, will put a smile on his face and in his heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. I called in a couple of months ago for my daughter Tiana in regards to her pregnancy complications, and I thank everyone for praying for her. We are now 3 weeks away from delivery, and I'm asking if everyone would please continue to pray for her and my grandbaby to get them through the C-section and back home with us safe and sound. I thank you all so very much. In Jesus' name, I pray and thank you. Amen.
Hi, this is Darlene from California, and I just heard Butterfly from Bakersfield now. And Lord, I ask for you to bless her and restore hope in her heart. The fact that you called Butterfly indicates you do have faith. And we ask, Lord, that you comfort her during this time where little baby Jackson passed away and is now in your arms, Lord God. So we pray for comfort for Vanessa, David, and the whole family who is grieving the loss of this precious little one. And Lord, we thank you that you love baby Jackson and that you're holding him. We also pray for David's mom, Henny, who is facing a health challenge of lung cancer. We pray for her healing and for hope to be in her heart also. And I lift up Butterfly's son who's coming out of jail. And I release Jeremiah 29:11 over him. that I know the plans I have for you, Butterfly Son, plans for good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. We release that over him, and we pray that he will grow close to you. Lord, we ask you put people in his path that will lead him to you, and we are so looking forward to a change in his life and the fact that you have great plans for him. We bless Butterfly with a good job and a good place to live, Lord God, and we ask for you to cover her with your love and your peace and your hope. Draw her close to you. Remember, Butterfly, that the Lord says, if you draw near to me, I will draw close to you. That's in James 4:8. I love you, Butterfly, and I know you have a lot on your heart, and you need to release all that suffering and pain to the Lord, because he loves you so much, and I love you too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Tito Ramirez calling on December 5th, and on the prayer line today, I heard God's little butterfly from Camarillo call in, and it hit me right square in the heart because I'm in Camarillo. And when we listen to the Daily Audio Bible and you hear people from all over the world, you know, our hearts always go out and you always feel so connected. But I hear something come out, and it's somebody from my own hometown. And it was actually really, really touching. And I wanted to just lift you up in prayer. We'll be praying for you after losing your grandchild like that. It's so tough. I know my dad told me that was one of the hardest things that he ever went through. They had twins that were born, and one of them didn't make it. And I know you said you had a son coming out of prison. We'll pray for that as well for you. And we'll also be praying that the Lord would send the Holy Spirit to strengthen you and give you courage and renew your faith. And just know that there's somebody in town right here close by that's praying for you every day.
So first of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blessings you've given me. What I'm calling for is discernment. My wife left. She's been gone now almost 3 years. And the world is really tugging on me hard. All the things that the world has to offer. And I just need discernment. I need the blessing of discernment into my heart to help me navigate through. Thank you for this community. This has really kept me going for a long time. I want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for all the blessings you've given me. I have to look at things positively. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.